Okay, so there is a So there is a. I don't really need this. We'll go straight to the Ramah where we left off last week. So Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Chaf Dalet. You can just review. Go to Sif Yud. Then we'll skip to Sif Chaf
Yud?
Yes, Sif Yud. Just to review from last week the three conditions, and then we'll go to Chaf Dalet. That so you had set up the three conditions that in order for something
exactly.
to be considered,
Kuf Chaf Dalet, and then
Sif Yud, yes. So Maga Ovi Kochavim Lasser Bahana. In order for an Ovi Kochavim to prohibit something Bahana, you need Tzarech Shlosha tonight. You need three tonight. All right, Echad Shis Chavim Liga. You had to have Kavana to touch it. Lafuki Tinok Shenaga, as opposed to a baby that touched it. Right, the Lavar Kavana who is not doesn't have Kavana. V'chein Lafuki Nefil Bor V'Alamais. And he said to someone who falls in and dies there, so he clearly didn't have Kavana to touch the wine. Right, Sheni Sheyudei Shuyai. You had to know that it was wine. And the third is that he wasn't using it for something else. So those are the three conditions. Now Yud Aleph through. If you touched it to see what it was, yeah, that was it. That you touched to see what it was, or you wanted to, I don't know, use it to. Sprinkle on something, maybe.
You try to take something out.
Yeah, you want to take something out, or to measure it. You only touched it because you wanted to measure it, and that's what it means to be osik zavar acher.
And acher as opposed to?
To drinking it. Using it for the wine. So all of that is in order for it to be an usher bahana. So if you only had some of those, so then it would be usher, only usher b'shtia, but not usher bahana. So then we skipped to Chaf Dalet, and there the Rama says, "V'hu hadin." Kuf Chaf Dalet, Sif Chaf Dalet in the Rama. V'hu hadin mihichnis barzel lachavis o hotzi shelo b'kavana v'chamosh nisbayer. Right, that it's so too. If you stuck the spout into the barrel, ohotzi shaloba kavana, right, or took it out without kavana, as we explain. However, so then the Ramas comes with these big words, important words, I mean, with man hazeh, but nowadays, the umos lav ovdei kochavim, that nowadays where the non-Jews aren't really ovdei avodah zarah, right, kol magan mikri shaloba kavana. Everything is called v'loba kavana. All touching is called loba kavana. And therefore, what? So therefore, if you touched it with something else, right? Even if you know that it was wine, the kivein ligabo, you have kavana to touch it, mutter, right? It's still going to be mutter. Afilu b'shtia, even to drink. The mikri maga ayidei davar acher shelo b'kavana. Once it's called touching it ayidei davar acher without kavana. Right. So everything then gets knocked down. Not.
It's still not. Touching it directly. Does that condition?
Right.
Touch it with a stick.
With a stick, right. So those three conditions then are only to make it an Isser Shtia, not to make it an Isser Hana. Right? And if you're missing any of those, so then all of a sudden you're at Mutter L'Shtia. So that all of a sudden opens big kulas. Now I don't think it means that if you pick up a cup of wine and swirl it around, well, I touched the idea of Acher, right? I don't think that's what that means, right? It means that you might lean something against it, right? But I think picking up the cup counts as picking it up directly. So, Adeva Acher Shelo B'Kavana. So, Behu Hadin, similarly, Naga Afilu B'Yadu, they touched it with your hands, Shelo B'Kavana, Maga, you didn't mean to touch it. O Shelo Yadu Sheyayin, you know that it was wine, it's going to be mutter. However, the Ramah then says, Ve'in Lefarsim Hadavar B'Fneyam Aretz, but you shouldn't share this in front of Amei Aratzin. I couldn't figure out why specifically this, but that is the din that he says.
So theoretically, he could then touch the wine.
Yeah.
If he didn't do a kavana, right?
Theoretically, he could touch. Right. Well, he could do whatever he wants. The question is whether we're allowed to drink it after.
I understand.
Right.
Yeah.
So theoretically, right. So they would then be mutter. So that obviously opens major, major leniency.
So this is about touching, but the first part, the touching by Eli Dei Dover Acher. I mean, the first is Yudei Dovaracho Shalobas Kavakavana. I mean, initially, I thought there was a condition that it had to be an intermediary. And then here, even if he touched it, I'm not sure I understand.
So even if he touched it, but the other conditions weren't met. So he touched it not knowing that it was wine. So he put his finger in, but they didn't realize that it was wine. He thought it was oil, as mm-hmm. that case in the Gemara. So now all of a sudden, nowadays, we're going to call that only an Isser Hana, as opposed to, we're going to call that Mutter L'Shtia, as opposed to an Isser, as opposed to a prohibition to drink. That is this big Kula.
So Ramos, Paschals, the Goyim, Christians primarily, are not all people coffee, which seems to be a big question. I think Tosus deals with this.
Right. It's a question whether it is for them. So I think we looked at this a little while back. Right. That's his assumption. The assumption is that it's that they're not violating the avodah zarah by being Christians.
Yeah.
The Rambam seems to disagree.
Yeah. I mean,
right. Rambam calls it explicit avodah zarah, but it wasn't so relevant for him. It's relevant for the Rambam, and that's the way the Rambam passes.
I think even in Tosfos.
So,
he's coming. I just saw him.
Okay, so the Shach here comments that the Shach Ayin Aleph, who had any Naga O Shelo Yada, right? The whole of Afilu Kivin Liga, right? Shach and Ayin Aleph.
Yeah, right. He's on top of the right.
Right, that even if he had Kavanah, since even if he had Kavanah to touch it, he would Eino Oser Rak B'Shtia, you would only prohibit it by Shtia. Right, the worst it could be is Isser Shtia anyways. So imkein shelo b'kavana, if he didn't have kavana, afilu b'shtia, right? Shari it would be permitted, right? Mid the havia yishmal shenaga shelo b'kavana. It's the same as a yishmal who touches without kavana, as we learned previous sifkat and yibbeis ad kan lashono, right? Where it would be mutter b'shtia, right? Ad kan lashono. Darkei Moshe, right? That's what Darkei Moshe says. Umat, quoting the Rama, the source of the Rama. And so to any place where it wouldn't be prohibited midin hashas el v'shtia l'didan shari, but it would only be prohibited to drink for us didan shari, for us it would be mutter, right? Af v'shtia, even to drink. Nachtinan Darga, right? That they all say that you go down a level. Ayin Shan. Mihu, the Shach, however, says, right? Kfar Nisbar Le'el, Reish Simon Kufchav Gimel, the Shalom Makom Hefzid, Kaimalanda Apiz Manazet, Ovde Avodos Kufchavim. He says that all that whole thing, right? You got to go back to the beginning of Kufchav Gimel when we had encountered this for the first time, right? Where the Ramah says that one has the right to be Mekel and only have an Isser Shtia. Right? He says, yeah, that's only when there's a Hefsid Meruba, right? These kulas are all only behefsid, the Shach claims. These kulas are all only behefsid Meruba. So this kula of the Rama here, that you need all three conditions, right? That's only, and if you don't have all three, it's mutter b'shtia. So Shach says, oh, not so fast, right? Only if there's going to be a Hefsid involved. But if there's no Hefsid involved, so then one has no right to be Mako. Right, but Gamet Shuvas Ma'aril. The Ma'aril says that Matzasi, the cuss of the Maga Oved Bekavana, I did the Va'acher Bisman Hazet, Ein Lahatir El Vamakum Hefsin Meruba. Right, same thing. He says, we're only with Matir it, be Hefsin Meruba. Benehid the Harav, Vanim Shechim Ledaito, Lo Sri Lehachi. Right, Ulai, Lo Ro, Diver Ma'aril. And he says, in the fact that the Rav, meaning the Ramah, doesn't seem to Paskin like that Ma'aril, well, it could very well be that he never saw the Ma'aril. Right, Sherei Lo, and that's his fault, right? Shari Lohi Biudvara, because we see he didn't quote the Ma'aril, so probably he didn't ever see it. Right? But Efshar I Havi Shemielu, and if he would have heard it, right, Lo Havu Makil Kolkach, he wouldn't be so Makil. Right? So the Shach is putting the brakes a little bit on the Ramah. But Oshikulazu Lohi Skiru, but Poskma Kanon, no one seems to quote it before the Ramah, O Achronim Havu for Summon, but Gamba Sefer Afi Ravravri, Dafayin Tess, Havi Divere Ravakas of Allah Vein Lahakil Bazeh, Rak Behefsin Meruba, others say, right, only Behefsin Meruba. Right, Gam Harav Habach Modul Azeh Sherei Mashma LeHedyim MiDivrayhem Bereishim Kolchavim D'Shol Makom Hefsek Kaim Lod Apiz Marazeh Obdikolchavim Hein. Right, it's not a case of loss. We're still going to count it by Hefsek Meruba. This is like a classic Shach, which just quotes person after. Right, V'chein Kabalti Miagon. I'm not sure who that is. Aleph Mem Vav. Do you? This is Aleph Mem Vav. She'ein LaHakel Mitam Obdikolchavim Bizman Hazeh. That one can't. All right, Lab the Ein. Unless you're going to lose, Mihu, says the Rosh Hashanah, though. However, heich the mutter min hadin bahana mishum she'eno oved oved kolchavim kagon katan v'ger tosha v'chai davna. Right, but keep in mind that if you have a case where it's really mutter bahana for these reasons, right? Because they're not really oved kolchavim, meaning we knew these already, like a katan, a ger tosha, v'chai davna. The le'el reisha simon af l'didan asur b'shtia, that we held that was asur b'shtia, af malkom hefsid, even if there would be a hefsid, right? The ma b'kach, the ovdi kolchavim is manazel lav ovdi kolchavim hein, right? So what difference does it make with regards to them that the ovdi avodah zarah aren't real ovdi avodah zarah? I mean, this halacha shifts only by people that we are anyways being, that meaning all the other qualifications are there, and now we're changing the person's status. But if the person's status was already changed, right, like a ger toshav, right, so we know they're not doing the avodah zarah, but yet we still aser it anyways. So with regards to them, the halacha is not going to change. Okay, and that's the point. So the Shach really, to some extent, you read it and like, whoa, he just put the brakes on the whole Shach, on the whole Ramah. So what do we consider Hefsa Meruba? So the same, I'm not an expert here, but I would assume that the same Hefsa Meruba here is the same Hefsa Meruba that we had in the beginning, right? So in the beginning we had, what's the classic case? The classic case is a non-Jew brings you a bottle of you know, non-vushel, non-kosher, you know, wine, right? So what do you do with it? So is that so by just dumping it in the garbage, that's considered a hefset? Are you allowed to give it away? Are you allowed to sell it away? Right. So we generally assume that yes, right. That's considered enough of a hefset. So is that considered a hefset meruba? I don't know. L'chora, the Rama seems to be mikel outright. Shach says you have to be machmir for hefset meruba, but it seems like one would have the right to be mikel and you know not have to just dump this wine right off the bat. Well, I think what the Shach is trying to prevent you is from setting up a non kosher wine business. Right? I think that's really what the Shach wants you to not do. I mean if it happens to come to you, so fine, so you can deal with it. You don't have to lose money from it, but don't go into business relying on this Ramah. I think that's what the Shach is trying to avoid.
So the Shach would say even Hada you can't get.
Oh.
In the business, you're not necessarily drinking it.
Right. Don't treat it as... Right. So, I mean, there is an idea of not being in business with things that are prohibited to you, right? Sure. That we learned in Cliff,
Zion or so. You're saying at the end that we're more machmir for a ger tosha?
No, I mean, we're not going to just automatically mitigate them. So we would say, I mean, if all three of those conditions, right, that we had before, right? So if all three of those conditions would apply would be with regards to a ger tosha, right? So we wouldn't say that it was asur bahana, we would say it was asur b'shtia. Right, so the Shach is saying, well, so we say, well, nowadays we knock everything down a level. So the Shach says, well, you can't knock it down for them; they're already knocked down. You can't knock them down any further just because, well, nowadays we don't have avodah zarah. They're not worth their gezeira is not because of avodah zarah anyways. Right, their gezeira is clearly because of intermarriage. So therefore, there wouldn't be a mitigation for them, if that's a word. Okay, so then the Ramah finishes up and says, Yayin shehaya munach reshus harabim. Right, let's say there was wine that was left in the middle of reshus harabim, and right, vo obdi kochavim v'dakru sham sachim. Right, and a non-Jew comes and stabs it, right, with his knife, or, right, with his dagger. Right, lahotzi yayin. Right, he takes out wine on his dagger. Right, he's like Captain Hook or something would do this, right? So mashi yatzel l'chutz aser, right? So that which comes out with the knife, right, that's going to be prohibited. Mashi b'fnim shari, that which is inside is going to remain permitted. Why? Because he really only had kavana to make a hole in the barrel, right? Velo kiven liga b'yayin, he didn't really have in mind to touch all the wine, right? Afilu naga b'yayin havalei maga ovi kuchavim ayde davar acher shelo b'kavana v'shari. Right. So what are we going to rule that? We're going to treat that as right wine, which was touched by a non-Jew ayde davar acher shelo b'kavana, right? And therefore, it's going to be mutter. Mutar even l'shtia. No, mutar even l'shtia. Right, but so all these, it's shalobaka vana. Oh, and it's bizman hazeh. I assume he means bizman hazeh, so therefore it's going to be mutar. There was a...
Maybe it's too much detail, but he's stabbing, presumably stabbing the barrel?
Yeah, so I'm not sure why he's stabbing the barrel. He might be just stabbing the barrel to make a mess. Right, so that means that
he wants to drink some of it.
Yeah, he's gonna hold his cup up and gonna drink the stuff that Luke's out.
Well, the problem is with saying that is that he didn't have he has kavana. Then that's called kavana. So the Ramah is jumping in and saying, well, he didn't have kavana. He didn't have kavana anything to do with the wine. So it sounds like maybe he was just.
So he's just a troublemaker?
You want to make the... we'll hold off on the troublemakers. We'll see troublemakers coming soon. But that's what it sounds like, right? Havalei maga oikacham aidei davaracha shalo bekavana. Right? Velo kivin liga biyayin. He didn't have in mind to touch the wine. Unless he means he didn't have kavana to touch the wine that stayed behind. Maybe that's what he means.
That's what I thought. Okay, fine. That's what I understand.
Fine, so he took a cup out and he didn't have in mind to touch what's left. Fine. There is a piskei tshuva here, but
that's why the wine is safe.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah,
I guess.
Okay. So for one more case, we'll just skip to the last ramah in the sif here. The last ramah in the sif. This is in sif chaf zayin, and then there is a ramah at the very end of it. And he has the following din, right? So he is already operating under our assumptions about the big kulas when it comes to, when it comes to non-Jews. Well done.
Thank you very much. On behalf of the shul.
Thank you.
So the Ramah says, "Ovei kochavim shenoka biyenu shel Yisrael." So if you have a non-Jew who touched the wine of a Jew, why? L'hachis. To get the Jew upset, right? Kedei l'osro alav. Right? In order to, because he knows, the non-Jew knows that he has a special power in order to prohibit the wine. So in order to get the Jew upset, right, so he goes and he touches the wine and says, sticks out his tongue and says, na 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 na, right? So what's the story there? So, you know what, let's make it a little more, it's in the Darkei Moshe. So quickly turn to the Darkei Moshe on this. Yud Zion. Yeah. I'm sorry, Yud Ches.
Okay.
Go to Darkei Moshe Yud Ches. The very, it's the very end of, it's on the very, it's really Simon Kuf Chafei. The page that starts Simon Kuf Chafei is going to have the Darkei Moshe on. Is the Darkei Moshe there? There. So it should be probably on the other Yud Ches.
Right.
There it is. So he says there, yeah, Kasav Mordechai Perek Rabbi Yishmael, Kasav Bor Zerua, Goy Shenoga Biyenu Shel Yisrael. You have a non-Jew touches the wine of a Jew, the Kavana So Shel Goy Lahachis Ha Yisrael. Right, the Kavana of the non-Jew is to get the Jew upset, will have Sido Huayayin, and make him lose all his wine. Right? Sharia filu b'shtia. So that wine is then going to be permitted b'shtia. Right? V'chein kasav, I'm not sure, Aviyah, I don't know what that is. Shepam achas, this is interesting. Naga goy b'yayin shel Yisrael l'hachas. Right? This happened, right? Naja touched the wine of a Jew to get him upset. V'haya sham zakin echad. There was an elderly man, Yirei Shemayim, shenera gal kedushas Hashem. So it's recorded that this guy, it sounds like eventually was died al kiddush Hashem. I don't think he died for this action, but at some point, like an historical note, but that guy went on to die al kiddush Hashem. That's how big a tzaddik he was. And he quickly took the wine and he drank it in front of that guy, right? In front of the troublemaker. Why? Shuli he rugged lassos came to Israel. To show him that, you think you're going to touch the wine and make it prohibited to us? I'm going to drink it right in front of you. So therefore, you're not going to do it again. Right? That's so cool. Yeah. All right. Yosef. The lo be'inan sheyomer lehedya. And the Truma Zedeshin even adds in that he doesn't even have to say it clearly, right? Shekivin lahachis ulakakel, right? That he's getting him angry and he's trying to mess it up. If he leka rak umdana, right? Even if there's only a umdana. Umdana is like psychological evidence, or it's just it's apparent, right? Mahadvarim nirin murgashim, right? And you could see and you could feel shekivin lahachis that he had in mind that he wanted to get you angry. Shari, it's going to be permitted by the Kavreshim and Kaflam Bezda. Ram cholik b'zus. The Ram seems to argue on this, but the Rama, who probably had to deal with this more often, also, right? So the Rama is makel. So now take a look in the Rama himself.
So we're back again.
Back to the Rama, right? Where he quotes that din. And
so this is the one we just read.
Yeah, where we just were, right? Okay. So over the halakhtei la osro lav, right? So la osro, like we want to ask it. Afilu enam yodim kain, even if you don't know this el beumdena hamulchiches, but rather you could just figure it out based on the circumstances. Mutar afilu b'shtia, v'yish lishtosu b'fnei ovi kachavim. That's the din. You should try a drink in front of him. V'shelo yargilu atzal chavakach. So he doesn't get used to doing this.
The shin chavva. Back to the Ramah we just read.
Right. So this Truma Sedeshin, I was going to run a copy of the Truma Sedeshin, but then I saw that Taz actually pretty much quotes the Truma Sedeshin. So take a look at the case of this Truma Sedeshin where he figures out that it's an umdana, right? That he says, based on circumstances. The Hainu Ke'en Maisid the Truma Sedeshin, like the story that took place in the Truma Sedeshin. Now, you have to remember with the Truma Sedeshin that he wrote his own Shilas. Right? Right? So he wrote his own Shilas and he wrote his own Chumas. Unless maybe some of them are ones that actually happened. But like the Taz records it as a Maisa, but this is the question the Truma Sedeshin had, but it's not necessarily that actually happened. And the Taz Lamed Vav, the last Taz in the Siman.
Right here? On the
Da?
Go all the way down, almost at the end.
Right? The Hainu Kein Maisa, the Truma Sedeshin. Right, shehalchu ovdi kocham lifnei hagigis. Right, that a non-Jew went in front of the gigis. What is the im tirush? The tub filled with wine. V'lachshu zeim zeh, and they talked to each other. Meaning, there's a Jew watching from afar, and there's this tub of wine, of Jewish-owned wine, and the two non-Jews are talking to each other, like they're whispering to each other. V'lachshu zeim zeh. V'acharach tavel echad etzba. One of them sticks in his finger. Betirish into the wine, right? Umatz mimenu befiv, and then sucks off sticks the finger into his mouth. Vahalchu lahem, right? And they walking ufiyem mali schok, and they're laughing. Right? Veratzu Yehudim achareihem, and the Jew runs after them, and he says vaamru lahem, vaamru, and they say lama kilkaltem yain shalanu, right? The Jew runs after him and says, why did you ruin our wine? Hishivu, and they respond, we didn't know that that would cause it to be aser, right? Vergishu Yehudim mitoch halacha shekivantem hayel nasech kalkel, right? And the Jew thought based on their whispering that no, their kavana really was to be makalkelit. Behitir sham dahavi kemola hachis lahacha, right? So the Truma Sedeshin is makel based on the same kula as the lahachis, right? That it's the same thing that he caused to get angry. So he figured you don't even need to know for sure, but even if you can only assume that they were doing it in order to get angry, so you can that would be enough. So the Pischei Tshuva in Zion quotes from Yeshuva V'Chsam Sofer. Another Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. I mean, these are like real, this is a tub of wine. This is a serious bucks going on here. So the Sam Sofer has this, Simchut of Sayyid Odos Ruvain, Sha'asa Yayin Kasher Eitzel Ovi Kochavim, Bechasim Ayayin, right? So Ruvain makes kosher wine by the non-Jews, right? And then he seals the wine, right? I think Kedivrei Torah. Do you have a translation there?
No.
I think it means like he's supposed to. But he can't take it to his house until the government comes and takes their miser. The tax collector has to come. Right? So he's got to leave it there. Right? So when the tax collector comes, Yisrael, upatacha chasimus min hayayin. So he looks at the wine, he cuts open the seals. Right? V'nasan etzbo b'yayin. He sticks his finger in. Right? V'amar b'zehu l'shono. Achshav yishtem min hayayin hayehudi far nagatzi bo. And he says, now I drink from the Jewish wine. Like Farnagatibo, I already touched it. Ach miyad achar alichas asar min hamartef. Immediately after the officer leaves, right? Sagar ovikul chavim hamartef. The non-Jew closes up the tub or the case or whatever. Balovo odia l'Ruvain. He quickly tells Ruvain sheyenu pasuach, that the wine was opened. Bahalach Ruvain ima ovikul chavim, right? V'chasam ayayim ichash. And they seal it up again. V'ish baze hefsed gadol. And for him to lose all that wine is going to be a big hefsed. Right, so that's the shaila to the chsam sofer. Right, the tax collector opens it up, right, takes a swig, closes it up, and ha ha ha. Right, so v'nebazet. So is that enough of a kuk? Can you rely on the tshuva of the truma sedeshin? So, and there's another problem also, right, that it was left, you know, for a while without a seal. Right, v'nebazet hayayin ikabeis chashashos. There's two problems. Echad mitzad negias hasar. One is because we know that the tax collector touched it. Kifei divrei ovei kuchavim, right? Bal hamartif, like the non-Jew said. Ba'beis mitzad shenisyachin hayayin itzel bal hamartif. Also, this bal hamartif was there with the wine by himself, below chosim, without a seal. B'shasha haya chashad lamartif v'gam acharkan, right? So therefore, b'shasha haya hasar hamart b'martif, just as when the sar was there, when the tax collector was there, and also afterwards, right? He was there by himself, right? Kiman lemulan shemiyad bo lahayehudi. Who says that he came to the Jew right away? Ulai shaz man ma. Maybe he like stuck around for a little while. V'od man lema sha emes ito. Who says it was true? Shemaz man rav kodem bia hasar pitchu bal hamartif, right? Maybe before the sar came, the bal hamartif himself opened that up. Right, Lazayev, right? The Leonos, the
Khalifin.
Switching, right? Leonos be Khalifin, right? And he went to switch it around, right? Vitola Ata behasar, and now he's just saying, oh, the Tsar is the one who opened it up. Amar Sha'asa came Lahakas, and said that he did it Lahakas. Vaharech Ma'od Bazeh, and you can look, I don't know, I didn't look it up, but you can look at Lachsam Zofer, who worked very hard on this. Vaharechal Maisa Lahatir Yaimi Kamatami Ayin Sham. And he was able to matir based on several reasons. You can take a look in the Tshuva, which I'm sure is quite lengthy. So, I don't know.
I think all those who replied was really idol worshippers.
So that's probably one of the right. That's probably I'm sure that makes the list, right? That they're not actually idol worshippers, and everyone has the right to perhaps to be makel.
Something like Hindus or something.
Yeah, one might have to be machmir. Yeah. So anyways, so I'm not here next Monday night. Just stop here. That's the.